This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is Knowing the Holy Spirit's Voice, the Need for Spiritual Wisdom and Discernment Today. Quote, "You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." Unquote. Hebrews 5:12-14. Wouldn't it be nice if the moment we were saved, the Holy Spirit just downloaded everything we needed to know in order to discern good from evil, truth from error, right from wrong, and how to walk with God in a manner pleasing to Him? But He didn't. Though it is true there are those in the Bible who have had revelations brought to them about Christ, but it was simply to pass that heavenly wisdom on and write it down so we could have it in the book. It was never for selfish reasons. And yet it is only by the Holy Spirit that we can even understand and receive the Word of God in the Bible. Also, I am not saying there are no longer prophets or prophecies in the church for the edification of the saints, for building up and encouraging one another in the body of Christ. In fact, just today, Sunday, at church, a godly elderly woman came up with permission to prophesy to the church. I listened. I tested what she said by the standard of the Word and the Spirit, meaning does it match the Scriptures and does it match the heart of God? And it clearly did, and I affirmed her and encouraged her afterwards. But really, the reason I have titled this podcast, Knowing the Holy Spirit's Voice, the Need for Spiritual Wisdom and Discernment Today, is because though we may be saved and be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, we may be completely ignorant regarding what is good versus evil, and truth versus false, and right versus wrong. Why is this? Because the Holy Spirit must translate into words or language through our brains or minds what He, the Spirit, has communicated to our spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit joins with our spirit when we become children of God, for, quote, "He who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with Him," unquote, 1 Corinthians 6:17. But this must be communicated in language so that our minds translate spiritual language and we can be transformed, as Paul puts it, quote, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect," unquote, Romans 12:2. Therefore, Bible study is essential, for even the prophets of the Old Testament were steeped in the Scriptures which were before them. They studied the Torah and other prophets who had come before them. One example is the book of Daniel, where he reads from and understands from reading the book of Jeremiah. So, as basic as it sounds compared to some supernatural downloaded mystery, the more we know the Scriptures as a child of God in Christ, the more we can discern truth from error and truly discern in every situation the heart of God. Let me ask you a question. Say two children were born in the same house, but at a very young age, one of those children left to live with another relative. Both those children were born from the same parents, but only one was raised by the parents. And say this child who was raised by the parents also was obedient to the parents, and even greatly enjoyed the company of the parents, enough even to go where they went and do what they did. They watched and listened carefully, learning all the ways their parents handled life from the good to the bad. I immediately thought of the story of Mary and Martha, where Mary sat at Jesus' feet to learn, while Martha was distracted by an anxious hurry. Anyway, back to the story. So as time went on, these two children came together one day to hang out. As they were reminiscing about their parents, the child who left to leave to live with relatives could say, "Yes, I remember wearing a bib, sitting in a high chair, eating something, but I can't quite remember what it was." While the other child can say, "Well, did you know?" and be able to describe exactly what the parents are like. In fact, that child will know exactly what their parents would say or do in any given situation. Do you get my point? God has given us both the Holy Spirit and the Word, and you cannot separate the two. God has designed them to go together, the power of God and the message of God. And like those two children, we can be saved in Christ and live ignorantly and always prone to deception because we live on baby food. Or we can be saved and live wisely, discerning exactly what God would do in any given situation because we live on meat and potatoes. And growing to maturity in Christ by studying the Word of God, prayer, fellowship, seeking God for wisdom, etc., helps us to know what grieves the Holy Spirit and what does not. And if we grieve the Holy Spirit often enough, we start to lose awareness of His promptings and warnings, which is very dangerous for a Christian living in a dark world. So as the Apostle John urges us, walk in the light intentionally and abide in Christ and His love intentionally. For when we abide in Christ's love, we are abiding in His pleasure and blessings. Also, the good news is that if we have been busy and distracted by many things, God is so gracious and merciful that He fully welcomes us back into our walk with God and being willing to turn back to seek Him intentionally and the place to begin on that journey, if necessary for you. So these days we are living in, being dark days, it is all the more necessary that we discern God's heart in all we do, for the sake of His kingdom and glory. If we are going to be salt and light to the world, and if we are going to love one another in the body of Christ by supporting and encouraging one another in His love and truth, then we must be knowledgeable and able to discern what is of God and what is of an enemy. Every day I read, hear, and watch the domino effect that this has caused in the body of Christ, and which has influenced our witness to the world, all due to a lack of discernment. I can trace it to the root of the problem. It is the result of a lack of connection or agreement between the Spirit of God and the Word of God. But when we know the Word of God and we carry the Spirit of God within these vessels of clay, our bodies, and we can confidently walk through life discerning truth from error, encouraging others, and as a bonus, we will see our prayers answered because we will know exactly what we should pray for because we will know our Father's heart and His will in all things. Please share this podcast with other Christians if you are prompted by the Spirit. Thank you.